Log Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another exciting adventure with Megan 8 Outreach doing our live tailgate party live from Brandon, Florida, Crosstown Arena down here with Remington Rough Stock Company. We do have a show set for you tonight. Looks like it's going to be a doubleheader. They've got 9 bull riders, 2 exhibition bull riders. The 9 bull riders are going to be riding 2 bulls for the money. It's going to be a jackpot deal. So we're going to see what we can get down here. We are just now getting this show underway. Still waiting for the introductions and all. Hope you guys had a great couple weeks. Sorry we have not been able to keep in contact with you. Making 8 Outreach has been undergoing a lot of, if it's not one thing, it's another, but we keep on keeping on. Let me tell you, we're ready for some great rodeo this weekend. We're going to be down here live all night long doing our live tailgate party from Brandon, Florida. And then tomorrow we're heading on down to Port Charlotte, going to be down with the Southern States Bull Riding. Rodeo fans, we've got several riders down here tonight. Wagner Luciano. We've also got Kenny Hammock, Ryan Jones. All of these cowboys are set up to be down here starting tomorrow as well. We're going to get it on here momentarily. Just to let you know, we do have some great matchups tonight. Wagner Luciano going to be on a Bull Day Brand 550 Wild Raspberry. Look forward to seeing that. Also, Ernesto Garcia, the Guatemalan Cowboy, is going to be on a bull they call Skull. Also got Ryan Jones on 109 Wyatt Earp. I'll tell you what, these guys right now know how to get it done, and they're looking to do it. We also have Team Making 8, Colt Villamonte, down here. Haven't had an opportunity to see him in the last few weeks. He's taken some time off, and he's back at it, ready to go. So, rodeo fans, hopefully you guys will stay tuned. We're going to get down to some bull ride next right after this. So y'all stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I wish I'd have stayed in school, but I had to.
stereo cowboy fool. And I'll bet my daddy'd sure be proud if he could take a look at the sun right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road? In a Cadillac, she got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down, she just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Ain't need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road?
Back radio fans down here in Brandon, Florida, the Remington Rough Top Company. Just letting you know, we got just getting the exhibition bull riders underway. We're going to have an introduction to the regular bull riders, and then they're going to get some bull riding going. We got 9 riders down here tonight. Each rider's going to ride 2 heads.
Right,
so it's going to be a doubleheader for these guys. Getting
ready
to go, the exhibition rider is going to be Cowboy by the name of Josh. Going to see what he's got down there. It looks like he's still trying to get his rope off. Actually, we get one of Team Making 8, just for the models out there.
Come on out and
trying to get
that
rope on that bull.
Let's try to get down and dirty with Remington Rough Stock. Mono opens at noon, closes at dark. Come on out and have a good time with us on Sunday.
Just trying to catch in there with Chrissy just a little bit. Rodeo fans, let me tell you, we had a great time 2 weeks ago down in Lakeland, Florida. We also have their DVD now on our website, top by our store page. Pick it up, $10. Great little DVD. Got it edited, brought down into playing some great bull riding music. Great way to sit back with your friends back home and watch some great bull riding action 24 hours a day. Can't get enough of the Southern States bull riding. I'll tell you what, the only thing that could replace it or be just as good would be Remington Rough Stock down there. We enjoy coming down there to these deals. Great Friday night bull rides, first and third Friday of every month. Got to make sure you make your way on down here. Great barbecue, just some great bull riding action. You rodeo fans that have been following us, we do apologize. We had to cut out last week. We ran out of time down there. Had so much bull riding action going on. The show got started just a little bit later. We did have some barrel racing we had to try to get in as well down in Lakeland, Florida. Wagner Luciano was the event winner down there. Brian Corson, one of Team Making 18 members, finished third place down there.
All right.
Hunter Carter finishing second. But tell you what, we had... had some great shows down there.
Coming out of Bucket Seat.
Looks like they're getting ready to go down to this exhibition cowboy, rider by the name of Josh. There he goes.
Woo!
Off in a hurry.
Got early. Nice effort. Get
Josh. Pulled it right out of his hand. Well, tell you what, though. He's an exhibition cowboy. That's what he's doing, is getting a feel of it. I don't even see a glove on his hand. Tell you what, that's one of the big mistakes there. You don't want to come out of there in that bull rope without no glove on, that's for sure. But that cowboy went out there and got it done, so that's going to be our second exhibition cowboy. Well, we're going to have some introductions down here, rodeo fans. Going to break down and introduce the crowd to the cowboys that are riding tonight. You guys sit tight. We are going to play some more rodeo music, get your water bottles refilled, get ready for some great bull riding action. We'll be right back.
It's a hot, dusty Africa Saturday night. We're sitting in the middle of a ton of dynamite. When they open up the gate, the sucker will explode. But I can win it all if I can just get him rolled. Turn him out, boys, get back out of the way. He thinks he's gonna talk me, but he'll never live to see the day. The reason we're a making devil with hell in his horn. But I've been around since the day I was born. I'm a genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching, bull-riding son of a
welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here in Brandon, Florida, Remington Rough Talk on a great Friday night bull ride. Just getting the Star Spangled Banner out of the way here. We're getting ready to go with some bull riding action. Just to let you know, Garrett Hapkins and Chaz Fish are going to be our bullfighters, as well as Jimmy Swin. He's also going to be helping out in the arena tonight. Let me tell you, these guys are ready to get the job done. Just getting the invitation out of the way now. We're getting ready to get this thing set off, rodeo fans. Hopefully you guys will stay tuned with us. We're gonna check back with you. We're going to turn up some rodeo music, get this thing ready to go, and we'll be right back.
In your name we pray.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
They just put me in the shoe, someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake him off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt now. I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. We are down here getting ready to get some bull riding action underway now. Hopefully you guys have had a chance to fill your water bottles, but we are getting it done. Coming down to our first cowboy is going to be Ernesto Garcia. Going to be coming out of bucket shoot number 4. He is going to be the first cowboy. They call him the Guatemalan cowboy. Let me tell you, this guy is a man. He knows how to get it done. Loves to get down there and ride some bulls on Friday night. This is a bull rider. This bull's going to be coming out to the left. He's on a bull they call Skull.
It's
going to be a left-hand delivery. He is taking his rap right now.
Looks like Chaz
Fish is the one down there cracking the gate. Trying to get the bull to set up down there now. Just so you rodeo fans know, it's going to be two judges out here. Mike Santos and Corey Costa are going to be the judges tonight. Each judge is going to give the cowboy 25 points. And the bull 25 points for a total of 100 points scored. 50 points from each judge. Looks like that bull is giving Ernesto just a little bit of trouble down there. Looks like he had to take a reroute. Okay, you can see Ernesto ride quite a bit. He's been riding some Southern States bull riding as well, only on down as an alternate or riding on a permit.
If you're in the house that has a horseshoe in their truck, you need one horseshoe. If you have one, come see me. I'll give it back to you at the end of the night.
Uh, Rodeo fans, he's getting Todd back in now, ready to get job done. Okay, he was out in the arena earlier tonight. Looks like the arena is a great set of knives. Here he goes. He's up on his rope.
Got to stay on the bull for 8 seconds.
Trying to get him to stand up. Like that bull still giving Ernesto just a little bit of trouble down there. Ernesto wanting to get the best chance he has to stay on for 8 seconds. These cowboys got to stay on for 8 seconds. They cannot touch the bull with their free arm. The only way they're going to get a qualified score from these judges. Bull keeps kind of crouching down in the bucking chute just a little bit.
Just right there.
There he goes, pulled out to the left, back around to the right now, turns back into his hand, Ernesto's got a seat on him, trying to get a step back up, oh, back around to the left, gonna be close to the whistle.
Not quite 8 seconds, give him a big round of applause.
Oh, he was right at the buzzer, there's gonna be a no score for him though. What a way to get this show started though, he was close to the 8 second whistle. Bull came around to the left, turned back to the right, right into his hand, and spun back to the left. So Ernesto was off just a little bit, just enough to get him down. Tell you what, these bulls are smart animals, and they know when that bull, when these bulls are feeling the cowboy, they feel the cowboy go on one side. They'll change directions there to get him off. Going to be a no score for Ernesto. We're going to slide on down here and see who we have coming out of bucket seat number 3. Looks like Drew Flynn or Chad Willett.
Very own Jagger Bomb Ball versus Chad Willett.
Chad Willett's going to be the cowboy.
Number 3. It's
going to be on a Bull Lake brand 903 Jaeger Bomb. Here he comes. Out to the left, back around to the right. Oh, Chad's off to the right. Get up, get up. Oh, tell you what, he about got it right there in the britches. Able to get up and get out of the arena. All right, going to be brought down short of the 8 second whistle. Going to be a no score for Chad. Tell you what, though, that bull Jaeger Bomb, he's a veteran bull. And he knows how to get it done. He tell you what, he brought Chad down and got his little off on the right hand side. He just kept pulling him away from his riding arm, got him pulled back and pulled him right down off his rope. Looks like they're sliding on down the bucket seat number 2 now. We're gonna see who we have down here. Looks like we're going to be going with the Southern States Bull Riders leader, Southern States Bull Riding leader, Wagner Luciano. He's going to be on a Bull Day brand, Wild Raspberry. Wagner winning the event 2 weeks ago. Oh, I stand corrected. We're sliding on down to bucket seat number 1. Not sure who the cowboy is right here. Looks like it's going to be Drew Flynn down there.
All right, Wagner Luciano is going to be our next cowboy. No. Go into number 2. We're going to Drew Flynn on 521
Raspberry Outlaw. Drew Flynn's going to be the cowboy on 521 Raspberry Outlaw. Bull's going to be coming out to the right. He's up on his rope.
All right, here he goes.
Out hard, back around to the left. Oh, just not able to make that corner there. Brought down in a hurry.
Off early for that cowboy. Big round of applause for a nice effort.
Give me a no score for Drew Flynn. That bull was out hard and in a hurry. Quick little bull there.
Okay, Carol, do you have 2 cents for a coin?
All right, the rodeo fans, looks like they're backing up one. Going to be going down here, buck and shoot number one again with Wagner Luciano.
All right, he's moving along here, doing double duty, up and down the stairs. My workout.
Wagner, the event leader for the Southern States Bull Riders.
All right, now we're going to Wagner.
So far, we've had three riders, no qualified scores yet, but I believe Wagner could be the first one. Wild Raspberry is going to be the bull.
Wild Raspberry, we saw this at our last show. Wagner scored a 72-point ride on this bull at our last show.
Wagner had this bull 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, as we had 5 weeks in last month, so that put us back a week.
This is the matchup, that's for sure.
Wagner scored a 72 on him.
If at all, right? Why he's your leader in the SSBR right now.
Wagner's going to be down at Port Charlotte with us tomorrow night. Looks like he's got a good matchup down there as well. We'll be talking about that tomorrow.
5:50 is the bull.
Wagner's getting up on his rope. Here he goes. Bulls out to the left, back around to the right, back around to the right. Oh, what a corner. Wagner making with it. Back around to the left now. He's got himself a qualified ride.
Nice job, Cowboys.
Tell you what, though, that bull was getting it. I mean, he made it hard around that corner there. Great job for that Cowboy. There's a reason why he's in first place.
He didn't select you, right?
Bull coming down here, checking everybody out, making sure all the fans are up off the fence there. And they got him back in now. So Wagner's going to be our first qualified ride on Wild Raspberry. Now just remember, these Cowboys are going to have another go at it. They're going to have a second chance to get on these bulls. They will not have the same bulls. They will redraw during the intermission, and he will have a second chance. Ooh.
I have to get with my judges on live. No score.
They're saying no score for Wagner now.
Corey.
Oh, they're saying that he slapped it.
Still got another shot at it in the second round.
They're saying that he slapped him. We didn't see it, but we'll have to take a look on the video. That's what we've got video cameras for out here. Like you said, rodeo fans, we will have these on DVDs. You will be able to purchase them starting tomorrow on Making 8 website. We'll also have them at some of these tailgate parties we're going to. So if you get a chance, stop on by. Pick up one of these DVDs today. We're going to have it brought down and edited to some music. We've got some from our Lakeland deal we were at 2 weeks ago. Looks like Marcus Gehringer is going to be the next cowboy on a bull they call Black Sabbath. Like that's who they're going to next.
But now we're going to Marcus
Gehringer. Marcus Gehringer, Bucket Speed number 4. Riding from what we call Black Sabbath. He's branded 302. Marcus Speed, what it's called tonight. Still looking for that first 8-second ride of the night. Marcus Gehringer, one of the Remington Speed Cowboys. All right, here he goes. Marcus up on the gate. Right-handed bull rider. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. Nods his head. Bull's out to the left. Back around now. Marcus got himself a seat on it. Oh, brought down just short.
It'll
be a no score for Marcus. Well, I'll tell you what, rodeo fans, we have got the matchups tonight. We have no qualified scores thus far. We had Wagner Luciano, maybe 8 second whistle, but was disqualified for actually touching the bull.
Hear about the guy driving down the road and the lady driving.
But these guys are going to have two bulls tonight, so we're going to get a chance to see what these guys have got.
When he's up out his window, he's like, no, stay! Quiet, you old hag! Round the curve.
Looks like Kenny Hammock's going to be the next cowboy. Kenny Hammock's going to be on a bull they call Slam Dunk. Let me tell you, this bull will do it, too. He will blow up out of there and bring you down in a hurry. But Kenny is, he's actually in the standings for Rookie of the Year with the Southern States Bull Riding. He knows how to get the job done, so we're going to see what he can do right here.
All right, we're going to Bucking to number three. That's a six. Yeah, Bucking Two number three, rider number six, Kenny Hammock is my cowboy, riding the bull we call Slam Dunk.
All right, Kenny's going to be in the matchup tomorrow night as well.
Tonight. Cowboys have to stay on the bull for a full
was able to get in as an alternate for tomorrow night's show down in Fort Charlotte. So we look forward to seeing him down there as well. Well, we're going to watch him get it done tonight. He's going to be the first cowboy we're pulling for him to make qualified ride. We also have the next two bull riders are going to – actually, we got three bull riders left, I believe,
right,
after Kenny.
All right, anybody in the audience who has a horseshoe, they can call me. I will give it back to you at the end of the night. I promise I see a horseshoe.
All right, here goes Kenny. He's getting up on his rope now.
All right, ready to go here.
Like that bull gave him a little bit of trouble down there, so they're going to have to re-pull. Rodeo fans, I apologize if you're hearing some sniffles in there. We've been under the weather for the last week or so, but we're looking to get it done. Been enjoying getting out watching these rodeos. Unfortunately, we've had so much rain, I think it just brought us down, but we're back in action here. We're not going to miss these matchups tonight, watching this great Friday night bull ride, as well as tomorrow night down in Fort Charlotte. We look forward to being down there as well. And I know you guys are missing the lovely Kelly out there doing our co-hosting with us, but she's actually doing our video for us tonight, so we're going to see if we can check in with her, maybe during the intermission. We'll talk about some of the bull rides, talk about some of the matchups we saw, see what we can come up with. All right, Kenny taking his rewrap now. He's trying to get his hand in that rope, get it all set. Like I said, Kenny knows how to get it done. He's in contention for Rookie of the Year.
All
the
right,
Southern State Bull Riding.
Ready to go there, Bucking Two number three. Woo, fighting one.
He'll be on a bull they call Slam Dunk.
Still taking time for kids calf riding.
There he goes. Pulls out to the left.
Here comes Kenny Hammock on the
nice
slam
little
dunk
buck
ball.
Back around to the left. Oh, oh Kenny, get up there. Get up on your rope. He's got himself a seat. Oh, yeah, makes the whistle. I'll tell you what. Great try for that cowboy. He was bucked off that bull about three or four different times there. Just kept getting right back over center. I don't know if the bull was just jumping right up underneath him, setting him right where he needed to be.
36 on the other. Your first cowboy with a
score. Kenny Hammock's going to be the first cowboy with a qualified ride. 73 points for him.
Nice job. All right, we're going to
Bucking
Two number.
All right, here we go. Colt Villamonte, one of the team making it.
Colt Villamonte helped us out here at the Barbecue Ranch as well.
He's going to be on a bull they call Two Jump. They usually buck. This bull usually gets his cowboys off after Two Jump. We're going to see what he can do tonight. He's got himself a cowboy that is ready to get it done. You saw from Colt earlier today.
There,
he said he is fired up. He's feeling it, was ready to make his qualified ride tonight. He's looking to get the job done.
www.makingace.com because this is what tonight's show live. They also have DVDs from the past couple tailgate parties they've done in Lakeland, and they're making a DVD of tonight's show. You'll be able to get that from them online.
All right, here we go. Colt Villamonte. He's taking his rap right now. Getting up on his rope. Colt's another young cowboy that knows how to get it done. This guy's got a lot of try in him. There he goes. He's out to the left, back around to the right. Oh, slam dunk. Oh, going to take his head. Ooh, great job from Garrett Haskins. Stepping in the middle there. Let me tell you, just looking out for that cowboy. Great job. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. No score for Colt. But he's going to have another shot at it here.
Round. That's right. All nine of them coming back.
He will be back in the second round. Tell you what, that bull just, I mean, he belly rolled to the left real hard. Two jumps. And, I mean, that's exactly what he did. Our next cowboy is going to be Ryan Jones. Let me tell you, this little cowboy here, we've been watching him lately. One down here 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, I stand corrected. He's on a bull they call 109 Wyatt Earp. I tell you, Ryan Jones is a hand. This guy rides for the PRCA, rides for the Southern States Bull Riding, knows how to get it done. All right, there he goes. Round to the left, back around to the right now. Oh, off on the side. Ryan able to get up out of the way real quick. Going to be a no score for Ryan Jones. Right now, Kenny Hammock, the only cowboy with the rider, but we do have one more left. Another Team Connection 8 member, Chris Boyd, going to be on a bull they call Dead Zone. Let me tell you, this bull right here can put Chris in the money. This is going to be a great matchup. I'd look to see Chris cover this bull here. We're going to see what he can do. He's getting taped up right now, getting his glove on. He's sliding on down, getting the fucking sheet ready for him.
Just a few more riders to go here in our first round.
We're real impressed watching Chris. He's taking some time off and just now getting back into it. And this cowboy knows how to get it done. He's looking to get back into some of the bigger rodeos. He's starting off right back down here running some rough talk. And he's starting off with Bacon 8. We are glad to have him with us.
Something. It's on the menu right next to the McRib.
I probably
want to ask him about that. No, I'm not telling who it was.
All right, here goes Chris sliding on down. All right, rodeo fans, after this bull ride, we're going to have an intermission. Well, we're going to try to check in with Kelly. We're going to let you guys know what the draws are for the second round.
Going on to bucket seat number 4. I'm going to find out who my cowboy is. Chris Boyd on the 9-11 Dead Zone Bull, also part of Team Make It Eight.
All right, here he goes. He's up on his rope now.
Coming back to bull riding after a little break for a while. Glad to see Chris back at it. Back out here at Reddington Rock.
Bull's
going
to be coming out to the left now. There he goes.
Bull.
Bull's out hard to the left, back around to the right. Oh, Chris is not able to keep his spurs in him. He'll be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. The rodeo fans, that's going to do it for the first round of bull riding action. We've had 9 riders, only one qualified ride. That was Kenny Hammock, one of the Southern States Bull Riders, Rookie of the Year on the bull slam dunk. He goes into the second round with a score of 73. He is going to be your event leader. We're going to see what the matchups are coming up here right after this. But rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a chance. Get on down. Refill your water bottles. Listen to some great bull riding action, and we'll be right back.
So it's one more.
I'm a cowboy. a quarter horse, gonna rope them doggies and a brand them, of course. I got furs on my feet, a rope in my hand, got a pistol on my side, I'm the quickest in the land, I'm a cowboy. Cowboy and a man, he's a special kind of breed that lives off the land. I'm a cowboy man, that ain't no lying. If you're gonna mess with me, you're gonna have to die. I'm a cowboy. Well, I can ride in the show and rope on the range with the people in the city. I look kind of strange, got Justin boots, a resist all hat, and for every single day I won't look like that. I was raised in the hills with horses and stuff, and I grew to be strong and I learned to be tough. I don't mind the city because the winter's still there, but they got their own problems and I don't really care. I'm a cowboy. I'm a cowboy. Get him up, move him out, a cowboy and a man. He's a special kind of breed that lives off the land. I'm a cowboy man, that ain't no lying. If you're gonna mess me, you're gonna have to die. I'm a cowboy. Well, I got a fixed fence and I got a load of hay, and I got a brand calf if I wanna get paid. I work real hard to make the cattle grow, cause a cowboy's a full-time job, you know. That's my way of life, like that it will stay. And if you can't live with that, well, you best go away. So I rope my steers and live real rough. If you wanna be a cowboy, you gotta be tough. I'm a cowboy.
I'm Cole Villamonte of Making Eight, listening to Making Eight Radio on MakingEight.com.
Time, bone crushing, gut punching, bull riding, son of a gun. job talking fast, walking straight, shooting boots, shooting bull riding, son of a gun.
Making8.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making 8 Outreach Ministries.
by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to county fair.
A pickup and a camper ain't a hole. I ain't saying that he's wrong, but you gotta do this on your own. So what's it gonna be? If you wanna come with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. You gotta hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh. I know they're running off with some cowboy. Ain't something that a lady like you had planned. When I look into your eyes, I see all the love inside. Don't let life pass you by. If you wanna be mine, it's gonna be a wild ride. Hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh. You could go on with the life that you were living. Maybe that would be enough. But if you think that something you'll be missing, and you're willing to take a chance on love, it's gonna be a wild ride. Gotta hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh,
fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, for infamy is my destiny. I got my peace now.
knocked out. It didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire. It didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked on stalls and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown so you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead.
Opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stalked and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
Billy
say. He said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebula stars. Spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Give me a pack of wolf's pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Remington Roughstock. Want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
If you got it, find a door. Cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, guard up shaft,
spur strap to my boots.
The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite,
waiting to blow sky high in the shoe.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands through a side,
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind, cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd's roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup chap,
first strap to my boot.
The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoe. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side,
like every time before. Pull my hat down a little, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad wrecks, I've had more breaks than I've got bones. But there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. I got a number on my back, start a tap, first strap in my boot. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoe.
Pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands through a tie,
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all.
Welcome back, Rodeo fans. Down here in Brandon, Florida, Remington Rough Stock Company. Just let you know what we got going on. They're doing a little bit of some hula hoop action down here. They have got some hula hoops in the arena. They're getting ready to turn some bulls loose. They got some crazy cowboys out here ready to get it done. But we're going to try to step in here and see if... Here they go. They're popping the gate. They're going to let this bull out in the arena now. They got about seven cowboys out here. I don't know if they're cowboys or just a little over-beveraged fans down here. Looks like we got a mixed crowd in there tonight.
One, two, three, go.
There he goes. And nobody is moving. The bull come around and stop. I don't know. Oh, straight him out.
Three down.
All right, rodeo fans. Well, while we got a few minutes, we're going to break on down here and play some more cowboy rodeo music. You guys stay tuned and we'll be right back.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, stomped
I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown so you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service.
I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself parked off, stopped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down and
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck.
Pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock. Like a bullwhip, I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna stomp.
Yeah.
Like a whirlwind, gonna spin chock full of adrenaline.
Could kick it in.
Here we go again. Ooh, like nitro, gonna blow up like pyro, baby, for the big show. Come like a domino.
What a way to go.
Crowd is losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp kick. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rocket. Yeah, I'm going to. Like a bullwhip, I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna stomp.
hear a thing, but I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hair set the drum, went down, be hair when it comes back around. Us all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet rope ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hey, since the sun went down, be hey when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
Whoa. That's
gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hey, since the sun went down, be hey when they come back around. First all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here in Brandon, Florida, with the Remington Rough Stock Company. Looks like we're getting ready to get the second round underway here. Had some great hula-hoop action for our intermission. Well, some good calf riding from the kids. Great way to spend a Friday night, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, sitting down here, getting some great barbecues. Fans are down here really enjoying themselves. Got some great photos. Bryce Photography is down here. We're down here selling DVDs as well. So if you get a chance, want to come down here and check out one of these deals. If you haven't, or if you want to check on one that you haven't been able to make it down to, you can always check out makingaid.com. Go to our store page. Click under the date that you want and buy now. So we should have those online within the next day or so. Rodeo fans, just stay tuned. Hopefully you guys have really enjoyed this deal so far. The weather has certainly cleared up for us a little bit better tonight. We've been able to actually have some dry weather, which has been really good. But the Cowboys are getting down. They're getting ready to get it done right now. We're getting ready to get this second round underway. So y'all rodeo fans, hang tight. Get ready to go fill your water bottles, and we'll be right back.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. And if you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spin it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back.
All right, welcome back, radio fans. We're back down here getting the second round underway. Chris Boyd's going to be on a bull they call Saul. Let me tell you, this cowboy right here has got a chance to make something happen. He's got a lot of heart, a lot of try. We look forward to seeing him make this ride right now. He's getting ready to bear down and get a grip. He's looking to...
Number four, Chris Boyd.
Looking to tie his hand in right now. Like bullfighters are back out here in the arena, ready to go. Chris warming up his rope now. Rodeo fans, definitely want to remind you, we're going to be with the Southern States Bull Riding down in Port Charlotte tomorrow night. Show's going to start at 8 o'clock. We should be on air right at 8 o'clock. Y'all just bear with us. If we're not, we will get there to you as soon as we can. But we'll be bringing that action to you live from Port Charlotte, Florida. But right now we've got Chris Boyd going down. It's going to be a left-handed delivery.
Number four.
So Chris getting up on his rope.
To get some points here to get the money. Let's
all right.
Chris Boyd, part of Team Make It Ain't Can Do.
There he goes. Bull's going to be out to the left now.
Here he goes. On the
some
top.
Stutter stepping back around to the right now. Chris making a ride. Oh. Looks like he was brought down. No score for Chris. Just to let you know, we do have a score. 73 points is going to be our leader, Kenny Hammack, on a bull they call Slam Dunk. He's the only one to ride in the first round. Wagner Luciano did make the whistle, however, was disqualified for slapping the bull. So that's going to leave only one qualified ride in the first round. But we still have several riders left to go.
Number three. So Wagner Luciano.
Looks like Wagner Luciano is going to be the next cowboy.
Right now,
he's riding a bull called Bad News.
He's got a bull they call Bad News. Called Slap the Bull, so no score. Needs to make up some points here to go home with a paycheck.
Going to be another left-handed delivery bull. Going to be coming out of buck and shoot number three. Wagner warming up his rope right now. Let me tell you, these Brazilian cowboys, I mean, they know how to get the job done. These guys ride with strength. He's got a bicep on him that just won't quit. Let me tell you, rodeo fans. Looks like he's tying in right now. Bad News is the bull. He's going to be coming out to the left.
This is the only advantage right. The Cowboys have. It's in the bucket, so you've got to get the bull standing up, looking the right way. You've got to get their rope wrapped right. Give the head nod.
There he goes.
Wagner.
Bulls around to the left. Back around to the right now. Wagner able to make a whistle. Looks like he's got himself a seat, and he does. Great job for that cowboy. Wagner Luciano.
Got a 40? 35 on one side.
Able to get up and get out of the arena. All right, we're waiting on the scores to come in from the judges now.
Looks
like 69 points for Wagner Luciano.
Enough to get him a paycheck here tonight. Not a lot of Cowboys covering their balls.
All right. See, that's going to put him in second place. Kenny Hammack right now, the only cowboy that has an opportunity to ride both bulls. Comes in with score 73. Looks like we're sliding on down to buck and shoot number one now.
Great pictures of tonight. Still downloaded on the computer. You can pick out the one you like. $10 for the small one, $20 for the large one.
Looks like Ryan Jones is going to be the next cowboy.
Why did the turtle cross the road? To get to the Shell station.
Ryan Jones bucked off on Wyatt Earp earlier in the first round.
Why did the one-handed man
couldn't make the corner on the bull. Said he was set up, kind of cheating a little bit, waiting for the bull to come around to the left, and the bull just kept coming around to the right, brought him down around the right-hand side of
the
bull. Not able to stay with him. When you cheat like that, sometimes those bulls will catch you. He's looking to make up for it. He's going to be on a bull they call double lot. Ryan, the Remington leader down here 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, was able to win, covered both his bulls, had a great couple rides. Also saw him 2 weeks ago in Lakeland. Here he comes, his bulls out to the left, back around to the right now. Ryan Jones has got himself a seat, kind of hop skipping down the arena, makes a hard right-hand corner, able to stay with him. Ryan's got himself a seat, steps off, he's got himself a qualified ride. Great job for that cowboy. Well, we're going to see what the score is. Tell you what, he about got his spot when he's over talking to one of the judges, and that bull just made a beeline for him. Ooh, bull taking a little shot at Kelly there. Don't think he cared for her too much. I'll tell you what, though, Rodeo said, that was a close call. Ryan and Mike Santos, the judge down there, about got their clocks clean. They were talking amongst themselves, and that bull just made a beeline for him. Fortunately, able to get up and get out of the arena just in time.
36 on one side, 37 on the other. 73 points for that guy.
73 points for Ryan Jones. Just going to put him...
Tied
for first place with Kenny Hammett. Looking down here to see who we got for our next cowboy.
All right, going to bucket seat number two, our Guatemalan cowboy, Ernesto Garcia.
Ernesto Garcia is going to be the next cowboy.
In the first round.
Ernesto Garcia is a Guatemalan cowboy. They call this bull surprise. Never sure what you're going to get with him. We've seen a mix-up here these last few weeks down here. This bull's been around to the left. He's also been around to the right. Bull's going to be a right-handed delivery. Ernesto's going to be a right-handed cowboy. We're going to see what this bull is going to give him tonight. Taking his rap right now. Hello, 33 to 5 is the bull. Ernesto Garcia, the Guatemalan cowboy. There he goes, getting up on his rope. There he goes. Down to the right now. Oh, got stepped on right back in the bucking chute. Looks like he got stepped on there. The bull is going to be all right. Going to be a no score for Ernesto. Looks like they're working with him back there in the bucket seat now.
Stepping him out. Here we go, good.
He He's able to walk up under his own power. Good job for that cowboy. Looks like they're rolling some more bulls up down here now. Let's see who we got.
Already
on the fish with no eyes.
He knew how to judge. All right, we're going to
Bucking
Shoot number one.
All right, here we go. Bucking Shoot number one now.
Very own Marcus Gehringer.
Marcus Gehringer, one of the local cowboys.
Let's see if he can do better on Magic Man.
It's going to be on a bull they call Magic Man.
As I was saying, cowboy has to stay on the bull for the full 8 seconds to qualify for a score. There is 100 possible total points per ride. 50 for the bull and 50 for the cowboy. You add all the scores together from the first round to the second round to come up with a total to find out which top three guys go home with a paycheck. All these
he's up on his rope right now. Marcus Gehringer. Being a bull they call Magic Man.
All they go home is your appreciation and applause. Here comes Marcus.
There he goes. Whoa. I mean, he's hung up. Wow. Great job for the bullfighters to get him out of there. I'll tell you what. He lost his seat the minute that gate opened. I mean, he was out of there. Launched him. There'll be a no score for Marcus. Going to send him home empty-handed tonight.
So you ready to show your Remington
Rough Stock pride?
That's right,
aren't you? All right, looks like we're sliding them down to
Bucket
Shoot number 4 now.
We got the t-shirts, we got the baby doll t-shirts for the girls. We got those long sleeve button downs you can see our staff wearing. Come on over and check those out right here next to the tower. Three cowboys are scored so far. Kenny Mammoth, Brian Jones, and Wagner Luciano.
Not sure who this cowboy is.
All right, looks like we're going to Bucking Shoot number 4. Find out who this cowboy is.
Bruce Flynn's going to be the cowboy. He's up on his rope. Here he comes. Back around to the right. Oh, not able to make a corner there. Just brought down. I'll tell you what, those bulls are cutting these corners real hard. The cowboy's not able to stay with him. Going to be a no score for Drew Flynn there.
No score for Drew. Give him a round of applause. Don't leave here hungry.
Kelly's sitting over here doing the video for us right along the fence there. We're hanging back just a little bit, back out of the way, and Kelly said that she's getting dirtier than we are for a change.
Just a few more cowboys to go here for the second round.
The rodeo fans want to invite you out. While we are live, we will be in our chat room. Just logging in over there now, not seeing anybody there. If you want to log in, stop in and say hey to us. We are online. Stop by the Making Eight chat room when you stop by the Blog Talk Radio page. We will be there. Kenny Hammett is going to be the next cowboy. Going to be on a bull day called Butterbean. I'll tell you what. The pressure's on Kenny. Comes in with a score 73, the only cowboy to make a qualified ride in the first round. If he makes a score here, he will guarantee himself first place. We're going to see what he can do right now. Great young cowboy right here.
Let's
Jenny taking his rap right now.
And I'll tell you all about it after these. The Penny Hammer shows for 3 seconds on the Butterbean Bowl.
All right, Kenny's up on his rope now. He nodded his head. There goes Kenny.
Kenny, trying to stay with
him. Around to the right. Back around to the left now. Right along the gate. Kenny's got himself a qualified ride. I'll tell you what. Great job for that cowboy. Bull just kind of skipped down the arena a little bit. Kenny able to stay with him. That's going to be a score for Kenny. That's going to make him your event winner. Great young cowboy. Like I said, he is in contention for Rookie of the Year with Southern States Bull Riding. I believe it's going to be a lower score. Bull just kind of hopped, getting down the arena a little bit, but Kenny was able to stay with him, made himself a qualified score. No sense for a re-ride, because that's going to guarantee him first place.
33 on one side. On the other side,
66
points.
66 points. All right, that's going to make Kenny Hammock going to be the event winner.
A total of 139 points. Make Kenny Hammock your new leader.
You're riding for second place.
Nice job, cowboy. Got first place forward up.
Looks like they're sliding on down to Colt Villamonte. Going to be the next cowboy when
it's
Team Making Eight. Great young cowboy. He's got a lot of try. We look forward to seeing this guy. He was bucked off on the bull they call Two Jump. Well, we're going to see what he can do right here. I want to thank Garrett Haskins and Chaz Fish, also Jimmy Swint for doing a great job. Here comes Colt, back around to the left. Oh, Colt able to sit up. Now he's hung up, and I mean he is hung up. Oh, able to get away. Great job by the bullfighters.
Going to
be a no score for
Colt. Going to
be a no score for Colt. Looks like we got one more cowboy left. It's going to be Chad Willett. Got bucked off Jaegerbomb.
It's
going to be on a bull they call 77 Roan.
77 Roan Bull. PBR caliber bull. Chad, no luck on the Jaegerbomb bull or other PBR caliber bull tonight. Let's see what he can do on road. Buck and shoot number four. Before you head out of here tonight, you got a couple stops to make. We got to stop and see Team Making Eight.
All right, Rodeo fans, here we go. Our last cowboy of the evening.
We got to stop and see Bryce Mosey Photography and take him a picture.
Just to let you know, we got Kenny Hammock in first place.
Got to get yourself to eat a White Boys Barbecue. And last but not least, got to get yourself one of those new Remington Rough Socks.
Looks like a 139 is going to be
right
his score. All right, here comes Chad. Out to the left, back around to the right, sort of hop skipping down the arena now. Makes a hard left there. Chad, make himself a ride, got himself a qualified score. Great job for Chad. Great job, 77 Roan. We're going to see what the score is coming out. So Kenny Hammock with a score of 139. Sliding on down, Ryan Jones. Well, I take that back. Chad Willett taking second place with a score 74. Ryan Jones coming in third with a score 73. I believe those are going to be your money winners, Rodeo fans. And that is going to do it for the event this evening. I'll tell you what.
First place,
Kenny Hammock, great job for that cowboy. We look forward to seeing him tomorrow, as well as Team Making Eight, Brian Corson, as well as Ty Harris are going to be down there tomorrow night. We also have Wagon Luciano, had a great Great job for him.
And all my fans, all my staff, everybody who comes out here and sees us the first and third.
Radio friends, we want to thank you for tuning in and making Nate Outreach with Remington Rustock. Down here from Brandon, Florida. If you get it on your calendars, Rodeo fans, the first and third Friday of every month. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show, and we look forward to seeing you guys next time. Until tomorrow night, when we're down there in Port Charlotte with the Southern States Bull Riding, you guys have a good one, and we'll get adrift.
So tonight.